let's see, we are halfway through our interview hour, and as promised, I have another guest with me via phone this morning, Barbara Budd from the Superior Hiking Trail Association. Thank you very much, Barb, for being with us this morning.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. Barbara is the Volunteer and Education Coordinator for Superior Hiking Trail, which is located all up and down the North Shore, but centered right here in Two Harbors, so we like to be the most informed about what's going on, of course, since so many of us are also users of the amazing trail that we have along Lake Superior here. So Barbara, you have kind of a big event, volunteer event coming up that needs a lot of people. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, we're renewing the trail that goes to Mystery Mountain. And so that is just near Lutzen.
Okay.
And so we're going to be doing that. The project starts on Tuesday, September 20th, ends on Saturday, September 24th. And we need about 20 volunteers per day. We're about half full at the moment.
Okay.
So we still need a bunch of folks. In order to sign up, you can go to www.superiorhiking.org. Click on the volunteer tab and then click on the trail renewal projects and you'll find a register here link.
Okay.
In order to register. So what this is going to involve is putting a little bit of your energy into this trail that we all love, right? So it might be digging to help put the tread back. This is a really overused, muddy, really, really worn down area. And so we want to make this tread, this trail, a better quality, right, for folks to be able to use safely and more sustainably. And so digging in the dirt, moving rocks, you know, all of those sorts of things, all the tools and training are provided by SHTA. We have a great crew lead, Tim Malzahn from Trail Eyes LLC is going to be out there leading the project. So he's got great plans. He's awesome to work with. And so that's going to be a fun project. And we do provide free car camping. So this is a really busy time on the trail. If you don't want to commute back and forth each day, or, you know, you can come for one day or more days than that.
Okay.
And if you don't want to commute back and forth, we have camping that will be car camping. So it's a park your car, carry your tent in, set it up. It's right there. And anybody who signs up will get location information next week. So for that car camping.
And I'm guessing that will you be building boardwalks and things? I'm thinking of an overused trail and how, like, what are the, I mean, I know you're not the engineer of this project. I don't want to put you on the spot.
No,
I'm curious.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, I've seen so many overused trails and I'm wondering how you fix that.
Well, it really depends on the situation. And in this case, it's just actually repairing and rebuilding the tread of the trail. So that's a truly just digging in the dirt, moving stuff around, maybe building a couple of very small rock walls to hold in soil, things like that. This is not an area that is really conducive to boardwalk. And to be perfectly honest, we only put boardwalk where we actually truly need it, because it rots, it goes away, we have to replace it, it takes maintenance. So the more that we can build a sustainable, regular, just natural surface path, the better we'll be. And that's what this project is doing, so that it'll last longer that way than a boardwalk.
Yeah, and how far of a trail is this? Is this several miles or just a few hundred feet or somewhere in between?
You're right. I think they're working on between a quarter and a half mile of trail. And although I don't have that specific detail, but the hike from the trailhead to the project is really manageable. It's only about a third of a mile.
Okay.
So super, super easy to get to the project once, you know, the crew will meet up right in the morning. And again, anybody who signs up will get all of those location details next week. The crew will meet up. And then they'll do a little safety briefing and then head out onto the trail. And it's like a third of a mile and you're at the project, and there'll be lots of really cool stuff to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like, I mean, It's going to be a gorgeous time of year to be up there, and I'm sure that's part of the plan. And, you know, it's not nothing to get, you know, camping right there where you want it. And, I mean, a lot of people have to schedule years ahead to camp up there. So do you have, Barbara, like a typical, like who are your volunteers generally? Are they of a certain age, a certain ability? You probably get, you know, some level of variety, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, we have volunteers that kind of run the gamut of ages. We do ask really that this is not an appropriate project for youth under the age of 12. If youth are there between the ages of 12 and 17, we ask that a parent be present.
Yeah.
As well. So if you're going to sign up, if your kid's going to sign up, you need to sign up too. And then all the way up into, we have volunteers in their 80s. So it could be anywhere in between, and it's wonderful. It's kind of this multi-generational, lots of folks out there all working together.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing.
And I'm sure a lot of what happens is just kind of a group mentality builds where you make friends and you're working with people. How many of the people sign up for the whole time? Is that more common than signing up for just a day, or do you get a bunch of just single day people?
About a third of folks who sign up for the whole time, and then the rest are out there for one or two or 3 days.
Okay.
And that's pretty normal with our projects.
Yeah. Yep. And it sounds like you still have plenty of openings and would really love to see a spurt of enthusiasm for this, because it's, you know, probably a big thing to be done. And I know, having been a volunteer coordinator myself in the past, that, you know, it takes a lot of work to get volunteers working. And so, you know, a lot of effort has been put into this, I'm guessing, to make it successful. And the volunteers are a pretty essential part of it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true that and volunteers are really the heart and soul of the SHT. The trail would not exist if folks didn't care about it, come out about it, take some ownership in this. And I guarantee, if you've never been out on one of these, and you asked about physical ability, I think, in your earlier question, we have many different range of physical tasks. You do have to be able to walk out there. Right. You got to be able to make that third of a mile, and you have to be able to, like, use a shovel a little bit. But we do encourage folks to take breaks as they need, only work at their pace. We're never asking folks to, like, oh, we've got to get this done, so you've got to work beyond what you can do. No, that's not us. Okay.
Yeah.
We want volunteers to be happy and come back and work at their pace. And then at the end of the day, you'll never look at the trail the same way again.
I'm sure.
It will just completely change how you look at the trail.
And your level of appreciation for the work that went into it, I'm sure, skyrockets after spend, you know, a full day on probably, you know, a 10-foot long piece of the trail. And yes. I had one more logistical question. People provide their own food for themselves. Is that what I'm guessing?
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. We have a couple of random meals being thrown in, and the dates on those are to be determined. So,
so
you might be surprised and be provided a meal on one of the days that you're there. But that's still being worked out, the logistics on that.
Okay,
so.
Great.
But, yeah,
well, thank
provide
you
your own
so
food.
Much. Yeah, this is all super helpful. I hope they're... You get a few new additions from the Two Harbors area or people who are listening here. And let's just quickly cover, there's a couple more things going on with Superior Hiking Trail that we should touch on. You do have a store, but you also have an online store. Do you want to just quickly run by the hours of the store for this season and when it's going to close?
Yep. We've got Thursdays and Fridays are our official store opening days. They're from 10 to 4:30. And that's only happening for a few more weeks.
Okay.
We'll do it just into the beginning of October, and then that's we go into kind of winter season where we're not open every week. But our online store is open 24/7. So, and we do curbside pickup for that. So, if you are local and you want to get something, if you do curbside pickup, we do have administrative staff in the office every weekday, and if you place a curbside order and it's ready for your pickup, you can ring the doorbell and come get it.
So you don't have to pay for shipping, in other words.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Great. And then you also have a hiking challenge that may be wrapping up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. The hiking challenge ends September 30th, so it's very soon, but it's fairly short. Some of these challenges are 100 or 150 miles. Ours is 36 miles for our 36th anniversary. And you can go online to sign up on that under the events section, and you'll get a hiking log and then, you know, kind of a couple of fun things at the end. We'll have some stickers and certificates and things like that that we'll send out to folks who complete the challenge.
Okay, so if you're looking for a reason to be motivated to hike 36 miles between now and the end of September, that is you've got your reason right there, sounds like.
Yep.
Okay.
And it can be the same mile over and over.
Oh my goodness.
If you don't want to do 36 separate miles.
Okay.
If you're in town and you just want to do a couple of miles a day and do your same couple of miles.
Right.
That works.
Just go hike your section. I get it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Barbara. Anything
thank
else?
You.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add before we sign out? I know that I'm keeping you from a meeting right now.
No, that's quite all right. www.superiorhiking.org, and then click on the volunteer tab or the store tab or the event tab.
Yeah. Thank you for remembering to provide the link. Thank you so much. And you take care until next time.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Barbara Budd. She is the Volunteer and Education Coordinator for the Superior Hiking Trail Association, talking about the volunteer project coming up in just a couple weeks.